ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಪೂರ್ಣಮದಃ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವಾವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಬೃಹದಾರಣ್ಯಕ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 4 ಮುನಿಕಾಂಡಂ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ 2 ಮಂತ್ರ 4. ತಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಚೀ ದಿಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಂಚ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಃ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾದಿಕ್ ದಕ್ಷಿಣೇ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಃ ಪ್ರತೀಚೀ ದಿಕ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಂಚ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಃ ಉದೀಚೀ ದಿಕ್ ಉದಂಚ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಃ ಊರ್ಧ್ವಾದಿಕ್ ಊರ್ಧ್ವಾ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಃ ಅವಾಚೀ ದಿಕ್ ಅವಾಂಚ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಃ ಸರ್ವಾದಿಶಃ ಸರ್ವೇ ಪ್ರಾಣಾಃ ಸ ಏಷ ನೇತಿ ನೇತ್ಯಾತ್ಮಾ ಅಗೃಹ್ಯೋ ನಹಿ ಗೃಹ್ಯತೆ ಅಶೀರ್ಯೋ ನಹಿ ಶೀರ್ಯತೆ ಅಸಂಗೋ ನಹಿ ಸಜ್ಜತೆ ಅಸಿತೋ ನ ವ್ಯಥತೆ ನ ರಿಷ್ಯತಿ ಅಭಯಂ ವೈ ಜನಕ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತೋಸೀತಿ ಕೋವಾಚ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯಃ ಸಹೋವಾಚ ಜನಕೋ ವೈ ದೇಹಃ ಅಭಯಂ ತ್ವಾಂ ಕಚ್ಛತಾದ್ ಯಾಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಯೋನೋ ಭಗವನ್ ಅಭಯಂ ವೇದಯಸೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಅಸ್ತು ಇಮೇ ವಿದೇಹಾಃ ಅಯಂ ಅಹಮಸ್ಮಿ ಇತಿ ದ್ವಿತೀಯಂ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ. ಸೊ ನೌ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ತೃತೀಯ ಪಾದ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಚತುಷ್ಪಾದ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್. ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ಅಂಡ್ ಇಂದ್ರಾಣಿ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಕಾರಣಾವಸ್ಥಾ and Taijasa and Hiranyagarbha, they become Prajna and Ishwaraha. Bhokta and Bhogyam will merge into one indistinguishable whole Nirvikalpaka. Only in the waking state, subject-object relationship is clear. In dream state, it is little bit clear, but in deep sleep state, subject-object relationship is unmanifest. It is not absent, but it is unmanifest because it has gone to extreme subtle state or karana avastha. Therefore, in the tritiya padaha, there will be no difference between vyashti and samashti, individual and total, because everything becomes one with prajnana ghanaha. We have seen this actually in Mandukya. Sushupta sthana eki bhutaha prajnana ghana eva ಆನಂದಮಯೋ ಹ್ಯಾನಂದ ಬುಕ್ ತೃತೀಯ ಪಾದ ಮಂತ್ರ ಮಾಂಡುಕ್ಯ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾನಗಣ ಏಕರಸ ಅಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಫೋರ್ ವ್ಯಷ್ಟಿ ಸಮಷ್ಟಿ ಭೇದ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಜ್ಞ ಅಂಡ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ದಿ ಸಮಷ್ಟಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಒನ್. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಾಂಡುಕ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೆಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಡಿಫೈನಿಂಗ್ prajna in the 5th mantra, in the 6th mantra the Upanishad says in Mandukya, yesha sarveshwaraha yesha sarvajnaha yesha antaryami yesha yonihi sarvasya prabhava apyayauhim bhutanam. This is 6th mantra in Mandukya. Thus at the third pada level vyashti samashti bheda is broken and it is said here. So tasyaha Prachi is the Tritiya Pada. And what is the uniqueness of that? Tasya Prancha Pranaha Prachi Digbhavati. The Prana in the eastern side, Prachi Dig means eastern side. The Prana in the eastern side or the front side, if you face eastern stand, if you are faced, then have merged into what? Prachi Dig, merged into the eastern direction. So Prancha Prancha Pranaha has become one, the eastern prana has become one with Prachi Dikhe, the eastern direction. What does it mean? Prancha Pranaha is an internal thing. Prachi is an external thing. So internal and external have merged into one. Vyashti and Samashti have merged. That means we cannot differentiate Pragna and Ishvara. Pragna, Vesti, Ishvara, Samashti, we cannot differentiate. In the same way, Dakshina Dik, Dakshine Pranaha. The right hand side or the southern side, Pranas have merged into southern direction. Similarly, Pratichi Dik Pranaha, the western side Prana, or if one faces east, the one behind, backside, merges into the western direction. Similarly, Udichi Dik, the northern Prana, merges into northern direction. Or left-hand side Prana merges into left-hand direction. Similarly, Urdhvadik, Urdhva Pranaha, Avachidik, Avancha Pranaha. So the Prana belonging to the upper side merges into the upper direction, and Prana belonging to the lower side merges into lower direction. In short, what does it all mean? The internal, external division breaks down, which is very much present in the Jagradavastha, and to some extent exists in the Swapna Avastha. We are now talking about Alsushupti. So that wall dividing internal and external world is broken in Sushupti, in deep sleep state. So this Avastha is associated with Tritiya Padaha, and this is the consciousness associated with Karana Avastha, in which everything is in Nirvikalpaka condition. Or it's supposed to be indivisible condition. It is technically called avidya or ajnanam in Vedanta. And that blankness, that is called avidya or ajnanam, and that atma associated with ajnanam or avidya or total blankness is called tritiya padaha. And that is why in Tattvabodha also it defined karana shariram as anirvachyam, anadi, avidya rupam, shariradvayasya karana matram, tat swarupa ajnanam, nirvikalpaka rupam, yadasti, tat karana shariram. That is how it was defined in Tattvabodha. The sarva dishaha, sarve pranaha. So the Upanishad concludes all pranas have temporarily merged into all directions. With this, the third pada is over. Here, Indra and Indrani are in subtle form. Bhokta and Bhogyam are in subtle form. After Sarve Pranaha, we enter into the fourth pada, beginning from Sa, Yesha, Neti, Neti in this shloka. So this portion we have seen actually in Mantra 3.9.26, third chapter, 9th Brahmanam, 26th mantra. We have seen this earlier, the Neti Neti. I only am reminding you, because without going to details, in short, the essence of this portion is what? Sayesha Neti Neti Atma Agrihyo Nahi Grihyate Ashiryo Nahi Shiryate Asango Nahi Sajyate Asito Navyatate Narishyati. So from Sayesha up to Narishyati is the fourth pada, the Chaturpada, which is called Turiyam, which is absolute, where there is neither Indra nor Indrani, neither Bhokta nor Bhogyam, neither Vyashti nor Samashti, and it is Atma as it is. Since the Atma cannot be positively conveyed, the Upanishad uses the negative expression Neti Neti. We have seen this also earlier. It is not anyone experienced by us. It is ever the subject and never the object. It is ever the experiencer and never the experienced. And what is the difference between Tritiya Padaha and Chaturtha Padaha? In the third Pada, we don't experience duality. Remember, in the third Pada, duality is in potential form. It is not absent. As we said, it is in potential form. It is only experiential non-duality. It will not give moksha because duality is potentially there. And that is the reason we don't give much importance to the samadhi avastha also. While Yoga Shastra, it gives so much of importance to samadhi. We don't give much importance at all because in samadhi, a person is in a state where duality is not potentially absent. And when he comes out of samadhi, duality comes, vyavahara comes, samsara comes, everything comes. Whereas in turiyam, duality is not potentially there. Duality is negated as false, as permanently absent. Therefore, turiyam can be understood as jnani. So every jnani is turiyam, because he knows I am not associated with duality, either in manifest form or in unmanifest form. Suppose I associate with duality in manifest form, I will be what? I will be Vishwa or Taijasa. If I associate with duality in unmanifest form, I will become Prajna. That is Karnavastha. But after wisdom, I claim I do not have duality in all the three periods of time, either in manifest form or in unmanifest form. Therefore, Turiyam is not a state acquired, but it is nature of myself understood. Myself understood is Turiyam. That is why Yajnavalkya said Asangaha. And why should you give up duality? Only if you are associated with duality, you should give up. There is no need to give up duality if you are not associated with duality. You are ever Asangaha Atma. That is why Lord Krishna also said in the Bhagavad Gita, Ethakashastito Nityam Vayus Vayu Sarvatra Gomahanam Tata Sarvani Bhutani Matthani Tyubadharaya. Know that as the mighty wind blowing everywhere rests always in the sky, likewise all living beings rest always in me, the Chaitanyam, the substratum. You ever are free from duality. So Asangaha. And therefore only na vyatate na rishyati. You are ever free from sorrow. With this, Chatushpat Atma has been discussed and Janaka is very, very happy. We should understand the context. Yajnavalkya is teaching Janaka. And because Janaka was so happy, he has understood the teaching and therefore Yajnavalkya says, Abhayam vai Janakaha praptaha asi. Hey Janaka, you have attained Abhayam. By knowing I am the Atma, the Turiyam, who is Asangaha, Agrihyaha, etc. And again here the Abhayam can be taken in two meanings. One meaning of Abhayam is Mokshaha. Na vidyate bhayam yasmin saha mokshaha abhayam. You have got moksha. Moksha means fearlessness. Yadahe vaishaye tasmin adrishye natme nirukte nilayane abhayam pratishtam vindate ataso bhayangato bhavati taitriyam. And again, anandam brahmano vidvan nabibheti kadachaneti. Again taitriya. So the second meaning of abhayam is Brahman itself, na vidyate bhayam samsaraha, yasmin tat brahma. So you have attained Brahman and free from samsara. And Shankaracharya takes this as a very, very important statement. He quotes this often to show moksha does not require any action or any process other than understanding. Understanding itself is moksha. Therefore, no process or activity or event is involved. Further, Shankaracharya takes this vakya. Because if something other than jnanam is required, Yajnavalkya should have said what? He should have told Janaka, you have understood the theory only now. And hereafter, you have to practice something to gain moksha. But Yajnavalkya did not say that. He taught and says, Abhayam praptaha asi. Therefore, Shankaracharya concludes that nothing is required for moksha other than understanding. And if someone says, for example, I have understood but not attained moksha, that means what? He has misunderstood his misunderstanding as understanding. It is never possible to say, Aham asangaha asmi, and my wife is not all right. Swamiji says, I am asangaha asmi, but my wife is not all right. If I say, that means I have not understood. Asangaha has no wife. There is no spouse. There is no Mrs. Turiyam, Mr. Turiyam, Mrs. Vishwa, Mrs. Taijasa. None of them are there. So Mrs. Prajna will not give him problem, perhaps temporarily, because it's most in karna form, unmanifest form. Therefore, as Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna alone, samsaraha, as Turiyam, I have no samsara. If I understand I am Turiyam, I should say at once, Aham Muktaha Asmi. Therefore, Acharya says that Jnanam Eva Mokshaha, Abhayam Vai Janakaham, Praptaha Asi. Here you note the verb is very important. Praptaha asi. Praptaha asi is in present tense. It is not future tense. It does not say you will attain moksha. If you understand reality, it is said you are Brahman. We should know the tense properly or else we will become tense, as Swamiji says. What was Janaka's response? Sahovacha Janako Vaidehaha. A satisfied Janaka replied, Abhayam Tva Gachadat Yajnavalkya. Hey Yajnavalkya, I want to do something for you in return. By giving jnanam, you have given me infinite Brahman. And what is equal to infinite that I can give you? There is nothing equal to infinite. Therefore, Janaka feels that if I give you something, it will be meaningless. Therefore, in return, you should also get infinite only. And therefore, may you also enjoy the moksha as I am enjoying. Therefore, tva abhayam gachata. May you also enjoy the same infinite. This is my prayer as Guru Dakshina. A wish, a prayer. Gachadad is the Guru Dakshina we see here. Abhayam is the subject and Tva is the object. So may moksha be with you always. You gave me moksha, you also get moksha. Why I pray like this? Yajnavalkya, yaha naha Bhagavan Ayam Vedayase. Because, hey Bhagavan, you have taught me Abhayam Brahma. Okay, then Janaka is not satisfied because he cannot give moksha as Guru Dakshina to Yajnavalkya because Yajnavalkya is already a Mukta Purushaha. Therefore, Janaka says as a compromise, I can give something else to you as Guru Dakshina. And what is that? Namaha Te Astu. I first offer my prostrations, my namaskarams to you. Through that prostration, through that namaskaram, what do I offer? Ime videhaha. Let the whole kingdom, this whole kingdom, be hereafter be yours as Guru Dakshina. What a magnanimous offer. In fact, it is easy also. For whom? For Janaka. Because after attaining Brahman, what use is of a kingdom? Yavanartha udapane sarvataha samprutotahe. Tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanataha. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, when all the 14 worlds have become like a dust, while what a small kingdom can do anything to me at all. But from relative angle, he gives this and still he is not satisfied. And therefore he says, I am aham asmi. Not only the kingdom I am offering to you, I also offer myself, Emperor Janaka, to you as Guru Dakshina. That means hereafter, I am your Dasaha. Guru Dasaha aham asmi. Whatever you want me to do, I will do. Thus he offers his kingdom and himself as Guru Dakshina for getting moksha, that is jnana. With this, the second Brahmanam is also over. So Chatushpad Atma Prakaranam is over. And now we will take up the next Brahmanam, another most important Brahmanam called Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. Mantra 4.3.1. Janakam havai deham yajnavalkyo jagama samene na vedishya iti ataham yad janakascha vai dehaha yajnavalkyascha agnihotre samudate tasmaiha yajnavalkyaha varam dadau saha kama prashnameva vavrem tamhasmai dadau tamha samradeva purvam prapapracham. Now we enter into the third Brahmanam, which is also in the form of a dialogue between Janaka and Yajnavalkya. And it is known as Jyotir Brahmanam or Swayam Jyotir Brahmanam. This is the biggest Brahmanam in Brihadaranyaka, consisting of 38 mantras. Not only that, it is also the most important Brahmanam and the best of all the Brahmanams one can say of the Upanishad. This has got maximum number of quotable quotes. Very often these mantras are quoted. It has been given the name Jyotir Brahmanam again because in this Brahmanam, Atma is revealed as the self-effulgent one, as Swayam Prakasha or Swayam Jyotihi. Therefore, this gets the name Jyotir Brahmanam or Swayam Jyotir Brahmanam. And this Brahmanam begins with an introduction of the teacher and the student who happen to be Yajnavalkya and Janaka respectively. And the first mantra gives the introduction, Janakam ha Vaideham Yajnavalkya Jahama. Janaka is also known as Vaideha, as we said earlier, the king of Videha kingdom. And once upon a time, Yajnavalkya approached Janaka, as he did in the second Brahmana. So we should imagine, after the previous Brahmanam, Yajnavalkya took back all the cows and went to his ashrama and all that thing. And once again, on another occasion, Yajnavalkya came to Janaka's kingdom and approached Janaka. But now he made a sankalpa. Who? Yajnavalkya made a sankalpa. And what sankalpa he made? Saha mene. Saha Yajnavalkya thought to himself. What did he think within himself? Na vadishye iti. This time, I don't want to discuss anything with Janaka. He wanted to bring only the cows, money or anything else. But even though Yajnavalkya decided not to have any dialogue with Janaka, what happened was just the opposite. We should be careful. When I say Janaka wanted to take the cows, money and all that thing, it is not that he is materialistic. He just comes there because he is running a huge ashrama that has need for all this. So he might have come to ask all those. So now, the discussion between Janaka and Yajnavalkya, that became the biggest discussion with Janaka, that forms 38 mantras here. He could not keep up his sankalpa. Who? Yajnavalkya. The Upanishad itself gives reason for him not keeping the sankalpa. What happened? 38 mantras happened. Why? The Upanishad tells a story in this regard. Once earlier, Yajnavalkya has visited Janaka in some other occasion earlier, and they had a big discussion on Agnihotra topic. The topic was Agnihotra. Remember, Janaka was interested not only in Jnanakanda, but also in Karmakanda and Upasanakanda. He had Jignasa for Vedic Jnanam, and therefore it seems Yajnavalkya discussed on Agnihotra elaborately at that time. And afterwards, Janaka repeated the whole thing correctly back to Yajnavalkya. As he has been taught, he repeated the whole thing. Exactly like, if you remember, Nachiketas repeated the entire Yama Dharmaraja's teachings. And just as Yama was so pleased with his disciple in Kathopanishad, Yajnavalkya here also was very pleased with Janaka. And because Janaka asked interesting questions and grasped very well, and therefore, Yajnavalkya said, Varam Vrinishwa. As Yamadharmaja told Nachiketas, here also Yajnavalkya told Janaka, ask any boon. What Varam Janaka asked? Janaka is also an intelligent person like Nachiketas. And he did not want any material things also. And Nachiketas also did not want any material things because of Vairagya. Tavaiva Vahaha. Thavan Ritya Gite, that's what he told. All these things he told. So Janaka also did not want any material thing because of two reasons. Nachiketas had only one reason for not wanting all that. But Janaka had two reasons. In case of Janaka, the two reasons are, one, Janaka had Vairagyam. Nachiketas also had Vairagyam. Janaka also had Vairagyam. And second thing is, as emperor, Janaka had everything materially possible. Therefore, he did not want to waste the boon and says, the varam that I want is that I should be able to ask any question to you at any time about anything. Look at the aspiration of a student. I should be able to ask any question to you at any time about anything. This boon, the Upanishad refers to as Kama Prashnaha in this shloka. Kamaha Prashnaha. That is freedom to ask questions at any time about anything. This was the boon that Janaka asked, and Yajnavalkya had no choice like Yama Dharmaraja. He had to give it. So Yajnavalkya also said Tadastu. So Yajnavalkya accepted, and he had no choice but to fulfill his varam. Therefore, what happened? This was things that happened earlier, not now. So therefore, what happened? Even though he took a sankalpa that he will not speak, when Janaka asked a question, Yajnavalkya could not keep his sankalpa because of his boon to Janaka. अतः याज्ञवल्क्यस्य वैदेहः अतः refers to the previous occasion where याज्ञवल्क्य gave the boon. What happened? जनकः वैदेहः. So जनकादि विदेहः किं याज्ञवल्क्यश्च and याज्ञवल्क्यम् अग्निहोत्रे समुदाते. Samudate means the rupam of samvade. It's a rupam of samvade. Samudate means samvade. So, all the things, samvadam kritavanta, we can say at the time when they had a debate. So, with respect to Agnihotra topic earlier, when they had the samvada. So, Upanishad further says, tasmai ham yagyavalkyaha varam dadau. At that time, Yagyavalkya gave a boon to King Janaka. And the Upanishad does not say why Yagyavalkya gave the boon and all that. We just only imagined and mentioned that. Therefore, Shankaracharya supplies the reason. And what reason can be that? If the teacher gives a boon to the student, the reason should be the student should have conducted himself properly, grasped the teaching properly, answered the questions properly and all that. As a good student. So Shankaracharya says, because Janaka proved to be an excellent student, Yagyavalkya gave the boon. And what boon he asked for? Saha kama prashnam eva vavre. Saha means Janaka. Vavre. He chose to ask for a boon in the form of kama prashnaha. That is the permission to ask any question, any number of questions at any time for any length of time. All unconditional. Now Yagyavalkya has a conflict. Yagyavalkya has promised himself that he would not have any dialogue. That was the sankalpa with which he came. It is a promise to himself, to Yagyavalkya himself. He had given a promise to Janaka and that he would talk when Janaka asked the question. So that is the promise he has given to Janaka. But to himself he made the sankalpa, he will not discuss anything. Now if Janaka kept quiet, no problem. But Janaka himself asked a question, giving a conflict to Yagyavalkya. And that is said here. Tamha asmai dadau. Asmai tam varaha dadau. You gave me the boon to Janaka. Up to this is old story. Earlier when Janaka, when Yagyavalkya came and Agnihotra topic discussed and all that thing. So starting from Ataha up to Dadau in this shloka, it is a story referring to the Agnihotra context. Now he comes to Swayam Jyoti story here from now on. That is where Tamha Samrat Evam Purvam Papracha. Tam Yagyavalkyam Samrat Janakaha Purvam Papracha. Janaka himself asked a question first to Yagyavalkya. Now the conflict is complete. What is the conflict now? Conflict of Yagyavalkya. Whether to keep up his own sankalpa of not to discuss anything or to keep up the promise given to Janaka, what does Yagyavalkya do? He gives up his own personal sankalpa and chooses to protect the kama prashna, that varam given to Janaka. Shankaracharya takes this story to teach an important value of satyam vada. What we understand is what? When we give a promise to someone, we must keep up our promise, even if it involves breaking one's own sankalpa. Yagyavalkya does that. The fulfillment of promise to others is very important value. Now, we will take a small diversion in this mantra. We had said before that Sureshwaracharya, one of the disciples of Shankaracharya, has written a Vartikam. That is, Bhashyam is commentary. Vartikam is analysis of the commentary. So, Vartikam, an analysis of Shankaracharya's Bhashyam. The Vartikam is called the Brihadaranyaka Bhashya Vartikam. It has 12,000 and odd slokas. Vartikam is supposed to be a particular form of commentary only. It has got certain characteristics. It is defined as what? Ukta, anukta, duruktanam, chinta, yatra pravartate, tam grantam, vartikam prahuhum, vartikajna, manishinaha. So, a vartika is a commentary which should discuss three topics. What are the three topics it should discuss? Uktam, anuktam, duruktam. It should discuss this, what is said in the Bhashyam. Bhashyam is whatever is said in the Bhashyam is called Uktam. And then whatever is left in the Bhashyam, that is called Anukta. And Durukta means he should also criticize, critically study the text. And if he has any objection, he he should bring that also and criticize the work and differ boldly in his Vartika. Now, in fact, writing a Vartikam may be easy, on a text may be easy with good knowledge. But writing a Vartikam on one's own guru's work is a tough job, because he should critically study his guru's own words. That means Sureshwaracharya has to critically study Shankaracharya's Bhashyam. Now there is a conflict. One side, there is Shraddha. Guru Brahma, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, all that. On the other side, there is this intellectual honesty. If I find something is defective, I should be intellectually honest enough to write that. Generally, what do we think? Where Shraddha is there, intellectual honesty mostly cannot be there. Generally, people say faith is blind faith. That's Shraddha. And say, where there is blind faith, there is no reasoning also most of the time. But we find peculiarly in our tradition, faith does not suppress the reasoning. Having faith and respect to one's guru is one thing, but reasoning and intellectual analysis is quite another. Here we find that Sureshwaracharya respects Shankaracharya in the beginning, and in the end glorifies Acharya. But when he analyzes the Bhashyam in between, in several places, he disagrees with Acharya. So why we say all this is, one may wonder, in this particular mantra, Sureshwaracharya differs and gives another type of commentary. That is the reason we gave all this preload. What is the criticism here? Sureshwaracharya says, there are a lot of problems here. First, we say that Yajnavalkya took a sankalpa within himself. Just as a sample case, let us get. So it is not too complex or technical, but we can just look at that. So first, Yajnavalkya takes a sankalpa to himself. Then Upanishad tells a story. He had given a boon to Janaka. Then there is a conflict between the promise to oneself and to promise to Janaka. And Sureshwaracharya feels that if Yajnavalkya had given a boon to Janaka, that he can ask any question, that means afterwards, Yajnavalkya had no choice with regard to Janaka's questions after giving the boon. Before that, Yajnavalkya had already given. And once Yajnavalkya had given a boon to Janaka, Yajnavalkya had lost his freedom. Yajnavalkya knows this or not, that he had lost his freedom, at least with respect to Janaka. That he knows or not, he lost it because he already gave the promise to him. He had consciously given the boon. Then how can Yajnavalkya take a vow that I would not talk to Janaka, discuss anything with Janaka? Therefore, no intelligent person will take such a sankalpa if he had given a boon. And Yajnavalkya is very intelligent. He is Brahmavittamaha. And therefore, Yajnavalkya would not have taken such a vow. That is the contention of Sureshwaracharya. Therefore, it is not correct that he had taken such a sankalpa. In fact, if at all he has taken a vow, it should be that he would talk with Janaka now. Having come to this conclusion, Sureshwaracharya, what he does, it is not adequate. He just makes a statement, basically analyze and logically prove. So what he does, he rereads this mantra, especially the first line, a little bit of grammar. But sa na vadishye, saha yajnavalkyaha, mene, thought with himself. Navadishye, will not talk. So Yajnavalkya thought to himself, Navadishye, all these words, Saha, Mene, all the Vadishye, all are important. So keep them in mind. So Sureshwaracharya says, the line should not be read like that. Mene and Na are separate in the text. But Sureshwaracharya says, it should be joined as Mene Na, Mene Na. So the Na has gone and has become menena. So na mene has become menena. And the im in menena, the first im in menena, should go with saha. So sa will become sam. So im in menena should go with sa, and sa becomes sam. So it becomes sam yenena. Sam yenena vadishye. Then he says, sam is a prefix to vadishye. So final reading should become what? Yenena samvadishye. Then we may have a doubt. How can the prefix and verb be separated? Sam and vadishye. For example, in a sentence, For example, if you take a word like reorganize a function. So take a sentence like that, reorganize. Can we say the prefix re and also separate the organize and say re-function organize? So re and organize should go together only. For that it is said, this is the general rule, Laukika rule. But in Veda, it is not there, where prefix is separated from verb. For example, in Taittiriya context itself, Prativesho si pramabhahi pramapadyasvam. In pramabhahi, pra is prefix, bahi is verb, and it is separated by ma, pra ma bahi, in the middle. But we read it as ma prabahi. But in the Veda, it is pramabhahi. Also, in other places also, nibhagaham toyim rije swaha am. Again, mi, nibhagaham, mi is prefix. And mrije is a verb, separated. Prefix and mrije are separated. So this is the Vedic style. And therefore, Sureshwaracharya concludes, this sentence must be read as what? Samenena vadishye should be yenena samvadishye yenena janakena. I shall have a discussion. And it is not against the boon that he has given. And because he took that sankalpa only, this brahmanam became longer than other brahmanams also, because 38 months was very long. Therefore, Sureshwaracharya says, with due respects to my guru, Shankaracharya, I would suggest like this. Otherwise, one will make Yajnavalkya a fool, because he promises to one and then he makes a promise to himself, which is opposed to the other. And Yajnavalkya had decided that he should have a discussion, not against the boon he had given. This is the Vartikam version of first mantra. This is a topic, because just want to give you a flavor of Vartikam, because Swamiji covers this, I want to also include that. Mantra 4.3.2. Yajnavalkya kim jyotirayam purusha iti aditya jyotihi samrat iti ho vacham aditya naivayam jyotishaste palyayate karma kurute vipalyeti iti evamevam etad yajnavalkya. So Janaka begins his query. Hey Yajnavalkya, kim jyotihi ayam purushaha? What is the light with the help of which the human being's function is the question. So vyavaharam karoti. Kena jyotisha purushaha vyavaharam karoti. With the help of what light human beings transact their business in the world. Iti. Janakaha papracha. So Janaka asked. And Yajnavalkya answers, Aditya jyotihi samrat iti uvacha. Sun is the light with the help of which we do all transactions. We generally, actually we do all this, but we don't notice this. All the work from morning till evening is done with the help of sunlight. It is only through the light of the sun alone, everything we do because of the Aditya Jyotihi alone. And he explains this further also. Adityena eva jyotisha. Through the light of Aditya, sun alone, I am aste. This person sits in a place. Otherwise, you wouldn't know where to sit. Not only that, palyayate. Palyayate means, actually should be pariyayate. Pari plus ayate, aidhatu. So to go. Paritaha gachati. Moves about. And sarvatram atate. And karma kurute. Does very many actions also. And finally, vipalyeti. Vipalyeti also should be vipariyeti. The lakaram and rakaram. So V plus pari plus aidhatu. So returns back home. Comes back. Thus, sitting, traveling, working, coming back home, all those things we do with the help of Adityena Jyotisha. And we have to add for each one of them, Adityena Jyotisha. Aste, Paryeti, Karma Kurute, Paryeti, for all of them, we have to add Adityena Jyotisha. Iti, Yajnavalkya, Janakam, Prati Uvacha. He told him. Then what did Janaka say? Evam Eva, Etat Yajnavalkya. Hey, Yajnavalkya, what you say is exactly so. Then Janaka asks further questions in the next mantra. Mantra 4.3.3. Astamita aditya yajnavalkya kin jyotirevayam purusha iti chandrama evasya ज्योतिर्भवतीतीं चंद्रमसैवायं ज्योतिषास्ते पल्ययते कर्म कुरुते विपल्येतीतीं एवमेवैतद् याज्ञवल्क्य. Then Janaka asks his second question. What happens when the sun sets? Aditya astamite sati. Once Aditya is set, after astamanam, Surya astamanam, kim jyotihi ayam purushaha. After sun sets also, one's transaction doesn't stop. What is that light that one has for the transaction to be done after sunset? And Yagyavalkya answers, Chandramaha eva asya jyotihi. Moon is the light for those transactions. In other words, transactions continue even after sunset. And the rest of the mantra is similar. Because of the light of the moon alone, one sits, one goes around, one works, and one returns home, all that, same thing. So these are all repetitions as in the case of the sunlight. Then Janaka says, evam eva etate. What you say is perfectly all right, it's correct. So, and again he asks another question, next question in the next mantra, 4.3.4. Astamita aditya yajnavalkyam chandramasi astamite kim jyotihi evayam purushayiti agnire vasya jyotihi bhavati agninaivayam jyotisha aste palyayate karma kurute vipalyetiti evame vaitate yajnavalkyam. Now he asks, suppose sun is set and moon is also set. Moon is not there. Both are not there. Maybe it is an Amavasya day, no moon. Then also a person does his vyavaharas, transactions. Then what is the light with which he does all his transactions? And again, we don't have to go through word by word meaning and all because it's like previous mantra. And that is why he asks, astamita aditye chandramasi astamite. Then Yagyavalkya answers that agni reva jyotihi. One gets light from the fire principle, fire, agni. Because of the light from the fire alone, a person again sits, moves around, transacts, returns home, all of them. So Janaka says to Yajnavalkya, you are right again, and asks another question in the next mantra, 4.3.5. Astamita aditye Yajnavalkyam chandramasi astamite shante agnav kinjyotihi evayam purushayiti. Vage vasya jyotir bhavatiti vachaivayam jyotishastem palyayatem karma kurutem vipalyetiti tasmadvai samradapi yatra swapanihi na vinirgnayate ata yatra vagucharati upaiva tatranyeteti evame vaitatem yajnavalkyam. Now Janaka raises the question, suppose when the sun is set, moon is not there, and suppose the fire also is gone, extinguished, shante agnav, then how does one do the vivahara or transactions? Then Yajnavalkya says, vacha jyotisha. When the light is not there, the person uses vak as the light. Vak here means shabdaha, either the sound or the words they in the absence of light from sun, moon, and agni. Therefore, the shabda becomes the light, light within quotes. That means by which one does his vyavahara. Vak does not mean indriyam here, but vak refers to bahya shabdaha. It is not vak indriyam. Bahya shabdaha, external sound. Acharya says it is upalakshanam and it includes also gandaha, smell. So agarbatti, for example, if there is an agarbatti smell coming from somewhere, we may think that there is a temple or a puja room, something like that. Right? So one can use all that. So sparsha, rupa, rasa, ganda, shabda, all that. Here mainly shabda and ganda, smell, they help. And Shankaracharya tells, suppose a person is in the dead of the night and he does not know where a particular house is. And in that house, there is a dog or a cow or something. And when the dog barks or the cow makes the sound, then the person knows that is the direction. Shankaracharya says this, I'm not telling that. So, and he reaches the place through the sound. Therefore, his vyavahara takes place despite the absence of light from Surya, Chandra, and Agni, but because of Shabda. In fact, in Dhanurvidya, there is a particular type of skill called Shabda Vedaha, which is shooting the arrow just by hearing the sound of the prey. And actually, the hunting the animals. So when I see this, you may remember the story of Dasharatha and how he used his Shabda Veda skill, because of which he had to face a curse also. That is later. So when Dasharatha shot the arrow, what was the right the light for the transaction? How did he shoot the arrow? It was not sun, it was not moon or fire, but it was sound. Therefore, Bahya Shabdaha or Bahya Gandaha is the light. With Shabda light alone, a person does all his vyavaharas. And Upanishad itself feels that some explanation should be given for this. Now, if you look at the mantra, Tasmatam Samradapi, in the fourth line. Because of this reason only, Yatra Swaha Panihi Na Vinirgnayate. Suppose there is pitch darkness. Yatra. So Yatra means Ghada Antakare. Pitch darkness. How dense the darkness is? The Upanishad says, Swaha Panihi Api Na Vinirgnayate. It is so dark that one is not able to see his own palm, hand. Here the word is Samradapi. That api should be taken with swaha panihi. So swaha panihi api. Na vinirgnayate. One is not able to see one's own hand. Even in such a darkness, thick darkness, what does he do? Yatra vak ucharati. Suppose he hears some sound. It need not be spoken word. It can be sound of a cow or barking dog. What does he do? Yatra vak ucharati. Where the sound takes place, atra upanyeti, a person goes in that direction knowing that there is a house. Here also you see the prefix and verb are separated. Upa is the prefix, neti, neti, neti is the verb. So in between, tatra is used. So how we should rearrange it? Tatra upanyeti should be upa plus ni plus e dhatum. So therefore, shabda is also a light, with the help of which one can transact all the vyavaharas. And Janaka says, evam evam etat yagyavalkya. You are right again. Yagyavalkya. Thus four empirical jyotis and four bahya jyotis or four bahya external jyotis have been introduced. Now in the next mantra, the Upanishad wants to introduce the fifth jyoti, which is not external jyoti, bahya jyoti, but it is antara jyotihi, which is paramarthika jyotihi, chetana jyotihi, and which is going to be the hero of this brahmana. Swayam jyoti brahmana. So which is, that is called, so chaturnam jyotisham api jyotihi. Let us read mantra number 6. Astamita aditya yajnavalkyam chandramasi astamite Shante gnau, shantayam vachi, kin jyotirevayam purushayiti, atmaivasya jyotirbhavatiti, atmanaivayam jyotishaste, palyayate, karma kurute, vipalyetiti. Now Janaka asks the fifth questions. First question here, Yajnavalkyam, suppose all external jyotis are not available. So Aditya Astamite, sun has set, first jyoti is gone. Chandramasi astamite, moon is also gone, second jyoti. Agnav, shante, agni has subsided. And vachi, shantayam, vag jyoti also is gone. So, sab, shabda, gandha are not available. And when does such a situation come? Here, Shankaracharya takes that situation as swapna deha vyavaharaha. Because of in swapna or in dream, we do not function through this body. And therefore, the external world is not available to us. This means that all the four jyotis are not available for transaction. Because all the four jyotis belong to the bahya prapancha, external world. Therefore, in swapna, with which light do you conduct your transaction? And we cannot say that there are no transactions in dream. We very well know that we have got so much hectic transaction in dream as we have in waking state also. In dream, there is a deha, there is a swapna shariram, then vasanamaya shariram it is. In dream also there are indriyams, organs, and an external world. It's all swapna world. Now, what is that light with the help of which the deha vyavahara takes place during dream? He asks the question, I am purushaha kim jyotihi iti. Where from we get the light to transact the business in the swapna state. This is Janaka's question to Yajnavalkya. And Yajnavalkya introduces Atma as the witness consciousness, as the Antara Jyotihi, the internal light, which illumines the dream transaction. Now, if you look at the mantra, Atmana Atma Eva Asya Jyotir Bhavati. Atma alone is the Jyotihi for the body, for all transactions in the dream. So, Swapnika Vyavaharartham. That Eva is used to indicate that no other Jyoti is available during dream. Anya Jyotisham Abhavat. That's what Acharya writes. And at least in the waking state, Jagradavastha, there are two types of Jyotis available. One is Bahya Jyotihi in the form of sun, etc., fire and all that. And the other one is Antara Jyotihi, Antara Atma Jyotihi. For example, imagine a situation when tube light is burning in a room, which is also illumined by the sunlight. The room is also, there is sunlight, there is also tube light, and both. And we will not know to what extent the tube light is illumining and to what extent the sun is illumining the room. When the two lights are illumining, the relative role cannot be established accurately. So you won't know the relative importance also, which one is illumining to what extent. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, that is why the Upanishad goes to Swapna Vivahara, where Bahya Jyoti is completely not available. Therefore, Swapna is the ideal state to understand Antara Jyoti. Look at his logic. Therefore, in Jagradavastha, waking also, Antara Jyoti is available. But it overlaps with Bahya Jyoti. But at the time of dream, when no other lights are available, in waking state we have Bahya Jyoti and Atma Jyoti. And therefore, we don't know which one gives light. That is why Swapna is the ideal state for understanding Antara Jyoti. Therefore, Swapna is taken to reveal the Swayam Jyotihi Atma. And therefore, Yajnavalkya uses the word Atmana Eva. Jyotihi Antaram Anapekshya. Without depending upon any other light, the Atma alone, Jyotihi Bhavati, becomes the light. And therefore, Atmana Eva Jyotisha. How do you give the anvayam for this? Atmana eva jyotisha. The order should be Atmana jyotisha eva I am asthe. Because of the light of consciousness alone, I am purushaha asthe. This man sits in a place and palyayate paritaha gachati, moves around, wanders about everywhere. Karma kurute, does work, vipalyeti. But you see again, he is returning back home, come after work or whatever it is. All the four put together, Shankaracharya calls as Deha Vyavahara. So hereafter, when we say Deha Vyavahara, we should remember it is as Astem, Palyatem, Karma Kurutem, Vipalyeti, Vivaharati. So Deha Vyavahara is what is then implicated in that thing. So that is what Acharya says in that mantra. And then maybe I will read the next mantra. It has a long bhashyam. We are going to deal with it in great detail. But I will read it for today so that at least we can continue with the full discussion. Next class, mantra 7, 4.3.7. Katama atmeti yoyam vijnanamayaha praneshu yadhyantam jyotihim purushaha saha samana sanna ubhau lokan lokan anusancharatim dhyayativam lelayativam sahi swapno bhutva imam lokam atikramati mrityorupani. And as I told, the previous mantra is very important, very often quoted. So atmaivayam jyotishaste. Acharya quotes this mantra umpteen number of times. So this mantra, and this mantra, mantra 7 also is very important. Acharya's bhashyam on this is very elaborate. And it is very technical also. And in the previous mantra, Yajnavalkya introduced Atma Jyotihi, the light of consciousness. And now Janaka asks the question as to what is Atma Jyotihi, the light of consciousness. And now Janaka asks the question, at what is the Atma Jyotihi? What is the light of consciousness? And we see that the individual is made up of many parts. This all we know, that's Stula Shariram, the Indriyas, sense organs, mind, prana, all that thing. Since an individual is an assemblage of all these, Janaka wants to know which one is the Atma, which is the conscious being, which is the light of consciousness. Therefore, he uses the word Kathamaha in Sanskrit. Kathamaha means which one is of the many. Actually, he didn't say Katharaha, which one of the two or anything like that. Kathama, for example, if you say Kathama Granthaha means Idanim Patyate, Kathama Upanishad Idanim Patyate, if somebody asks which one of the 10 Upanishads is taught in Brihadaranyaka, so it is like that. So it means among so many. So this means Janaka has many members in his mind, and so he asks the question Kathamaha. So the members in his mind are what? The body, sense organs, prana, mind, all of them. And which is Atma? That is the question asked by Janaka. And this question is natural because there are many philosophers claiming each one of them as Atma. So as we saw in Dakshinamurti Sotram, Deham pranam apindriyan yapijalam buttim cha shunyam viduhu. So deham, Atma iti kena viduhu. Some people say prana is the Atma. Some people say indriya is the Atma. Some others say manas is Atma. Therefore, Janaka wants to know Kathamaha Atma. Now, Yajnavalkya answers the question, Yoyam Vijnanamayaha Praneshu Kridyantar Jyotihi Purushaha. An important definition of Atma. Yoyam Vijnanamayaha Praneshu Kridyantar Jyotihi Purushaha. And we have to supply Saha Atma. So what is Atma? Atma is that Yaha Jyotihi in the form of light. And this should be carefully understood also. We have seen in earlier Upanishads, also other Upanishads, meaning of the light in Vedanta, what it means. This word should be carefully understood, as we said many times. If not clearly understood, we may be mistaking Atma as some kind of a glowing light, blue light, green light and all that inside. And many people start meditating also in the heart that there is some flame or something is going to come. Not only that, Kathopanishad says, Jyotiriva Adhumakaha, so smokeless flame. So many people think that this light or other light as the Atma. Not only that, many people after many years of meditation, they declare, we have realized that yesterday I saw the light. And they talk about different colors, forms, rings, all that thing. So appearing light, disappearing light, all mistaken notions because of the word Jyotihi. Therefore in Vedanta, meaning of light should be very clearly understood. We have seen this before also. We will remain again. Light is that in the presence of which things are known. In Vedanta, light is that in the presence of which things are known, in the absence of which things are not known. If we take this as a definition, sun, moon, etc. can be called light because in their presence, we are able to know things. In their absence, we are not. Remember, according to this definition, even sense organs are called lights. Because in the presence of sense organs alone, the things are known. In their absence, there is no shabda, no sparsha, no rupa, no rasa, no gandha. Therefore, in Vedantic language, the sense organs are lights in a way. Even when the external light is there, if sense organs are not there, there is no use. For a blind man, even in mid-afternoon, in broad sunlight, he does not have another light, the Indriya Jyotihi Nasti. It's not there for him. So according to this definition, even mind is a light, in the presence of which things are known, in the absence of which things cannot be known. Here, bright light may be there, your eyesight may be clear, but still you may not see if your mind is not behind the senses and is in somewhere else. Hence, the mind also is a light. In fact, every pramanam is light. Finally, we say the consciousness is the ultimate light because all the others can serve as lights only if Atma is there. Because mind becomes light because of borrowed consciousness from Atma. The sense organs become the light because of borrowed consciousness from the mind. Atma, be careful. When I say the mind becomes light because of borrowed consciousness from Atma. The sense organs become the light because of borrowed consciousness, not from Atma, but from the mind. Atma makes mind a light And mind makes sense organs the lights. And sense organs make sun, moon, etc. the lights. That means the sun can illuminate a thing only if the sense organs are functioning. And therefore, Jyotihi is here used in the sense of that principle because of which we are conscious of things. And therefore, Atma Saha is that which is Jyotihi. It is the light of consciousness and which is Purushaha. These are all Lakshanam of Atma. So we will continue with this discussion of this shloka in the next class. Very important shloka has a lot of information to convey for this shloka. Yo vedadau swara prakto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakabilinasya yapara samaheshwaraha Sri Krishna. Namaste.